is the Dr. Masood Shah dictating history and physical examination on Kelly Kilduff, K-I-L-D-U-F-F, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I. Date of birth is 3/9/1963. Date of service is 6/6/2024. Date of birth is 3/9/1963. Date of service is 6/6/2024. Ms. Kilduff is a very pleasant '61-year-old female who had a syncopal fall, hitting her head. She was having significant pain, complaining of pain in her neck. She was brought to the emergency room. She has been on Eliquis. She was seen in the ER, was diagnosed with type 3 dense fracture in the cervical spine. She has previous history of fusion in the cervical spine at C2-3. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was under observation. Neurosurgery was consulted. There was hematoma on the forehead. Aspirin collar at all times were placed. Neurochecks were being done. MRI as well as cardiology were consulted. Echo was done. Patient was cleared by cardiology. Patient was no surgical intervention was needed. Patient was otherwise doing better, was continuing to complain of pain, for which she was requiring pain medications. Inpatient rehab was consulted. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She does complaints of pain in her neck. She denies any complaints of any headaches. She denies any blurring of vision, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no chest pain, no other complaints. Past medical history. Had been significant for multiple falls. History of hypothyroidism, history of generalized anxiety, slight depression, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of recurrent UTI, past surgical history has been significant for neck fusion surgery, social history, smoking none, alcohol rarely, allergies to sulfa antibiotics, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Denied to urinary, she does have history of recurrent UTIs. Otherwise unremarkable. Neurological, she does have she denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of focal weakness in the arms or legs. She does have history of neck pain, status post neck surgery. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of back pain. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Neck with aspirin collar in place. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall / syncope. Next, dense fracture. Cervical spine. Next, history of fusion. Cervical spine. Next, next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of DVT / PE. History of IVC filter placement. History of neuropathy. History of recurrent UTI. History of hyperlipidemia. Anxiety / depression. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will continue with the aspirin collar. Will continue on her pain medications. She's recommended to follow up with neurosurgery as scheduled. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. Her Eliquis has been on hold. Delete. We'll follow up on her progress. Period. End of dictation.